And again, I remember getting out of school that afternoon thinking, it's just a normal day. And I got to the doctor's office and I was being stretched differently than I had ever felt before. I was an athlete, so I was used to being stretched and assisted by coaches and parents. And I remember getting off the table and I could hardly walk. And my great grandmother was the one who took me that afternoon to the office. My mother, to be honest with you, told my pediatrician, who we're good friends with, she told him to just shut him up and get him back in school. It's growing pains. And that afternoon, my pediatrician called my mother back and informed her that we needed to get Kendall an X-ray immediately that afternoon. So to me, I'm still young enough where I don't quite understand what's going on, but I went and got the X-ray again, had those awkward moments where my leg would be put in different directions and different X-rays were taken and eventually an MRI. And a pre-diagnosis was something similar to this disease. And then we went out to Iowa City and saw a specialist where I was then officially diagnosed with what is again known as leg calf Perthes disease. To this day, to be honest with you, I vividly remember my mother and the specialist in the same room, and the specialist had a tear in his eye because this was the rarest form he'd ever seen before. Because again, I was 12 years old, and previously the oldest patient he had ever treated, to my knowledge, was seven and a half. Growing up in middle school and high school, early high school with this, I had a pretty good friend foundation. However, I was in a way sometimes excluded from that just because nobody wanted to be around, that kid that had that terrible limp or that handicap, you could put. I did in a way persist and continue playing sports. However, those were long nights. I still remained active. I played basketball and baseball. And those were some long nights. And those were long nights coming home and not being able really to do anything on the weekends because, your buddies didn't really want to hang out with you, or well, they didn't want to include you on things, with that adolescence age. So it was difficult. And I mentioned earlier that the physical therapists were my best friends, and I really mean that. I was there 3 times a week, and they were always there, supportive of me. They would talk about, things related to me. They would talk about sports. They would talk about certain classes I was taking. Initially, I wanted to become a physical therapist because with this disease, I developed a lot of empathy for similar patients. I came into college, declared pre-med because I ultimately wanted my ultimate, my still to this day, my dream job would be to take over for the pediatrician who has been so gracious to my family and for the one that diagnosed my disease. My dream job would be to take over for him in his practice. After that disease, I learned the power of knowledge. And I saw that through my physical therapist and through my specialist and my parents. And I had to work hard at physical therapy. So I learned the value of hard work. And then on top of that, with the education piece, and I started to apply myself in school and I started taking upper level courses, like chemistry or upper level, organic inorganic high school level chemistry, physics, physiology, calc. I took and statistics even. I took a lot of those in high school. I was not the smartest kid, and I'm still to this day, I'm not the smartest kid, but I've learned how to apply myself in this journey. It really was a journey. I've learned how to apply myself, and at that age, I could have just sat back and been a cripple, to be honest with you, the rest of my life, but I chose not to be that. I wanted to rebound. I wanted to get back on my own 2 feet, 2 level feet, I should add. And I wanted to make something of myself. And empathy. And I just, I want to help people. I want to give back to the people that were there for me. And I'd say ultimately, I want to be the light in somebody's life.